Friday, April 18. In the centuries-old controversy over the person of Jesus, the Council of Chalcedon, 451 AD, marked a significant milepost. Essentially, it agreed and proclaimed that Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man. We all with one voice teach that our Lord Jesus Christ is one and the same God, the same perfect in Godhead, the same perfect in manhood, truly God and truly man, one with the Father as to his Godhead, and one with us as to the manhood in all things like unto us, sin only excepted. In contemplating the incarceration of Christ in humanity, we stand baffled before an unfathomable mystery. The more we reflect upon it, the more amazing does it appear. How wide is the contrast between the divinity of Christ and the helpless infant in Bethlehem's manger? How can we span the distance between the mighty God and the helpless child, and yet the Creator of worlds, He in whom was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, was manifest in the helpless babe in the manger? Far higher than any of the angels, equal with the Father in dignity and glory, and yet wearing the garb of humanity. Divinity and humanity were mysteriously combined, and man and God became one. It is the union that we find the hope of our fallen race. Ellen G. White.
Discussion questions. First, what, for you, are the biggest issues surrounding Christ's humanity? Why are they important to you? At the same time, why must we be careful not to be too harsh or dogmatic about the finer points of Christ's humanity? Second, Ellen G. White says that Christ's humanity is evident to us. What did she mean? In what practical ways does the idea of Christ's humanity affect you in your Christian walk? And third, how might we use what we have studied in this week's lesson in our personal witness? How does the reality of Christ's humanity touch people where they live today?